Hangout with Heather is brought to you in partnership with Sorbet Dunkeld and David Gilson Hair, because you all deserve to look your very best.
You are listening to Hangout with Heather. Hangout with Heather on Niche Radio.
Welcome back to Hangout with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. From a rather wet and chilly Joburg, might I add, the rain has not stopped. Well, it did stop briefly in the last week, but it has resumed again with serious force yesterday and some rather hectic rainstorms. So, it's rather chilly here, but we do need the rain, as I always say. So definitely not complaining on that front. Let's kick off. So our Miss Earth South Africa, who was quite recently crowned, Irene Mitsouris, is on her way to the Philippines and Southeast Asia, where she's going to be representing South Africa at the International Miss Earth Competition 2017. She's going to be in the Philippines for about a month, and she's going to be competing for the coveted international title on the 4th of November in Manila. So in a farewell ceremony hosted by Tsoho-san at the Palazzo Hotel in Monte Cassino, Irene showcased her national costume, which is designed by one of my favorite designers, Sono Bele Ndamase of Vukani Fashions, who's done her national costume for her. And then local couture designer Jose De Canna from Klerksdorp has designed her glamorous evening gown that is going to be dazzling the international crowd. So she showed both of those to the press earlier, at the end of last week. And if you want to have a look, I've actually got pictures up on my website, heatherhook.com, so you can go and check out what she is going to be wearing. She's had a little bit of a whirlwind. She literally just got crowned last month as Miss Earth South Africa, and she's heading off to represent us overseas. So wishing you all the best of luck, Irene, and South Africa, and my listeners are most specifically behind you. So go get 'em, girl. Now, from one Miss to another Miss, who's also heading off to compete internationally, might I add, the third consecutive Cell C Playing for Pink Ladies Invitational Polo event, so Cell C, this is the third year that they've hosted it, is going to be taking place at the Ananda Club in Sandton on Saturday, October the 28th. And this past week, our Miss South Africa, Demi Lee Noel-Peters, and her two princesses launched the official October Breast Cancer Awareness Month sort of hoopla. So in South Africa, October is spent wearing pink or wearing a pink ribbon and donating to charity and just trying to create more awareness around breast cancer and supporting breast cancer survivors as well. So if you want to get involved, the Cell C Playing for Pink Ladies Invitational Polo event is a day filled with fashion, glitz, glamour, and of course polo. And there's going to be a fantastic garden emporium with the theme Pink Garden, and you can expect a decadent high tea complemented with the finest champagne. Of course, would you expect anything less? There's going to be a great fashion show, as well as local music from Afropop group Mafikizolo, so that's going to be kind of cool. And at Demi Lee's launch event last week, they've actually got a giant pink wire bra that they're encouraging ladies to tie a ribbon onto in support of breast cancer. That's actually currently located outside the Edgars in Sandton City. So if you want to head on over and go make a donation and tie a pink ribbon onto the giant wire bra, please do. There are so many women out there that are affected by breast cancer, and this is something that we really, really need to support as South Africans. So whether you go and make a small donation and tie on the ribbon, or whether you come and join us at the Cell C Playing for Pink Ladies Invitational Polo event, make sure you get involved and do something awesome. So if you want to come to the polo event, the tickets are available. They are on ticketpros.co.za. Make sure that you book your tickets there. Or if you want to just find out a bit more about the day before you book, again, you can head on over to my website, heatherhook.com, and you can check out the Miss SA launches the Breast Cancer Awareness Campaign for October. And all the booking links and all your other information is there. And she's actually heading off, Demi Lee's heading off to represent us at Miss Universe very soon. So sending you lots of luck and love as well, Demi Lee. I know that you will cinch the crown. I have absolutely no doubt. Now on to sticking with wine and champagne. You know me. The team from Wine Menu have just launched their first in what is going to be an inaugural. So this is an inaugural event in the annual series, Uncork and Unwind Wine Festival, which is going to be taking place on Thursday, October the 19th at Tom Camphor Volvo in Auckland Park. And this is from the team at Wine Menu. These guys are epic. Like, they have the best events. And I love that they are exclusive and that it's not open to the whole hordes of people. They cap the limits at like 200 people and that's it. No pushing, no shoving, and a really, really classy event. So if you want to join in the fun and get to taste some fantastic summer bubbles, white wine, rosé, and of course red for the braai, in an evening of fine wine surrounded by beautiful Volvo cars while enjoying some delicious snacks and some soothing music, then you do want to make sure that you get your tickets for Uncork and Unwind Summer Wine Festival. That's taking place on Thursday the 19th of October from 6 till 9 at Tom Camphor Volvo in Auckland Park. There's secure off-street parking with security guards. Tickets are 250 Rand each and they are available at webtickets.co.za, or you can purchase at the Wine Menu store in Bluebird Shopping Centre in Illovo. I have some tickets to give away as well, so stay tuned till the end of the show when I'll be doing my giveaways. Again, all the info is on heatherhook.com, so you can head across there and find out more about the Uncork and Unwind Wine Festival. Yay, I am so excited. Now, a series that literally has South Africans glued to their TV screens every Thursday night since the end of August is Bedford Wives on SABC3. It is a local comedy drama with a whole host of amazing local actors and actresses in it. And it most specifically follows the lives of four women and the community of Bedford View, who on the surface live pristine and perfect lives, but behind closed doors have got skeletons in their closets and loads of secrets between them. So there's more info on my blog, heatherhook.com, but I recently got to spend a little bit of time with Sharon Spiegel-Wagner, who plays one of the leading casts. Her character's name is Despina Giannopoulos, and her husband Marco is found dead under a side of lamb and dripping in gourmet olive oil. And she vows to keep the family business going, but then that she learns that the real family business is crime. And it seems like it is an absolutely epic ride for her. The series is filled with drama and intrigue, and it is a star-studded cast with the likes of Annabelle Linder, my good friend Chris Jafter, another good friend of mine, Gabriella Cirillo, Zane Maas, Jonathan Taylor, Russell Savadier. I mean, there's a whole host of amazing South African actors, and I've heard nothing but absolutely good things about the series. I do not watch TV. That is the only reason why I do not watch the series. But I am looking forward to interviewing both Sharon and Chris in the next couple of weeks. So I'm going to be sharing some insights about the ongoings of Bedford Wives with you. So if you love Bedford Wives, do stay tuned for that. That'll be in the next couple of weeks. And you can find out more about Sharon and more obviously about the series, which is broadcast every Thursday evening at 7:30 on SABC3 or DSTV channel 193. You can head on over to my blog, heatherhook.com, or you can check out the sabc3.co.za website. And yeah, go check it out. This is I believe everyone in the office is talking about it. I don't know, at my one of the offices that I work at, everybody's talking about the series. I'm actually considering going out and buying a television so that I can watch it. So that is Bedford Wives. Now, Cat Stevens is heading our way in a couple of weeks' time, and he's actually just released a brand new album, which is called The Laughing Apple. So it follows a common 60s template of combining newly written songs with a number of covers, except that all the covers are from Yusuf/Cat Stevens' 1967 catalog. So The Laughing Apple celebrates some of his earliest material, presenting the songs as he's always wished that they had been recorded. So it's kind of like an opportunity to redo some stuff, which in a way is quite cool. And obviously he's coincided it quite perfectly with his concert tour to South Africa. So I'm looking forward to getting my hands on that. And obviously the Peace Train tour is opening in Joburg. The first concert is sold out at the Ticker Pro Dome on Wednesday the 8th of November. And then there's going to be a second concert on Thursday the 9th of November, which is tickets are still available. And then he's heading off to Cape Town and Durban. So if you want to find out more about Cat Stevens and his tour, as well as his Laughing Apple CD, do make sure that you visit my blog, heatherhook.com. And now, of course, the moment you've all been waiting for, giveaways. So first things first, do not forget, this weekend, Pinotage and Biltong Festival. An entire weekend, full day Saturday, full day Sunday, dedicated to the things that I and you love the most, Pinotage and Biltong. Ah! Clouds parting, no more rain, sun coming through. So I am so excited. I love Pinotage. I love Biltong. And this is set to be a weekend. I'm so excited. I don't know what to do with myself. It's going to be taking place at the stunning Lariba Hotel in Centurion on the 14th and 15th of October. And literally what you do is you purchase a ticket, you get a glass, you get some pairing, like little booklets, and you head off and you go and get your biltong and you go and taste the wines and you taste the different biltong with the wine. You can get yourself a picnic basket. You can go and sit by the lake. There's going to be music. There's going to be chilled vibes. It is literally a wine and meat lovers fest, pretty much. That's it for two whole days. Like, I'm so excited. So I have got two sets of tickets to give away to the Pinotage and Biltong Festival this weekend. Please note they are for Sunday, the 15th of October only. Competition is closing tomorrow, so do make sure that you enter on my website, heatherhook.com, head on over and click on the competitions tab, and all you need to do is comment and let me know why you are the biggest fan of Biltong and Pinotage in the whole wide world and why you deserve to win. Easy peasy. So there's going to be loads of wine there from Altaïr Gedacht, Bears Cliff's going to be there, Dalheim Flagstone, one of my very favorites. I just gave away some wine last week. Le Caron, Lanzerac, Reebok's Kloof, Slanghoek, Simon's Vlei, Van Leeuwen and Wellington Wines, to name but a few. And there's going to be some live jazz by the Swing Cats duo. And like I said, you can either get a picnic and sit down by the river, or you can eat in one of the restaurants on site. It is going to be absolutely epic. So make sure that you enter to win a set of tickets to the Pinotage and Biltong Festival this weekend at Lariba. Hooray! I also have tickets to give away, as I mentioned earlier, to the Uncork and Unwind Wine Festival taking place on the 19th of October at Tom Camphor Motors in Auckland Park. Tickets are valued. I've got two tickets, okay? Plus, you also get a bottle of bubbly. So the entire package is valued at 750 Rand because the tickets are 250 Rand each. Plus, a nice bottle of bubbly as well to give away. Again, head on over to heatherhook.com, click on the competitions tab, and all you need to do is comment below the post and let me know what your favorite bubbly is. It can be anything you like. It doesn't have to be one of the bubblies that are being showcased there. It can be anything. I'm a big fan of Kroner. I like my Moe. I like a little bit of Pongra, whatever floats your boat. So just comment and let me know what your favorite bubbly is, and you could stand a chance to win. Yay. Easy peasy, right? So that is it from me for this week. If you would like to get engaged with me on social media, I am on Twitter. Love my Twitter, Heather L. Hook. So it's twitter.com/HeatherLHook. I'm also on Facebook, facebook.com/HeatherLHook, and Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. And just in case you missed it, the website, heatherhook.com. Everything I've spoken about on the show today is available on the website, so you can visit there, go have a little read, get your ticket prices, get the dates, whatever, whatever. And there are also click-through links to all the relevant websites, booking portals, etc., that you need to get your tickets. That is it from me for this week. I hope that you have an absolutely stunning week ahead and don't wash away in all the rain. And I look forward to seeing you at the Pinotage and Biltong Festival this weekend in Centurion. Yay. I will be back with you next week. Have a great week ahead. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.